morning, you. It's 8:20. It's Thursday. Sunshine. Man, it's a nice morning. 28 degrees. My name is Dablo. Thank you for waking up with us this morning, making us part of your day and part of your life. Appreciate that. Well, Thursday, which means, of course, our Thursday tradition. Morning Zoo, all things Chinkabazoo. Kathy Dickman, Tom Schmaltz in this morning. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you on a nice sunny Thursday.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Gonna be looks to be an okay weekend too.
Yeah.
You know,
be
we're,
nice.
we're kind of into March and no complaints thus far.
Creeping into it.
Yeah. So you have got a ton of things happening
here.
I can think of two just off the top of my head. Cleanup day and the opener. But what else do you have?
Well, we have a membership drive coming up.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
yes,
our annual. We weren't able to do it last year, and that is, of course, with Madison over at Dakota Coffee Company. Always zoo-friendly. That's on the 16th.
Okay.
And that is 7 to 2, because, you know, people like to show up early and get their coffee and so everything else.
So. What do we do? What do we need to do to donate to the zoo?
So you just gonna you can come on in and buy your membership there, and there'll be some other details with the little partnership there, so you can go online and check that out and see what the deal is and what you're going to get extra just for stopping in.
How nice is that?
Stopping in and getting your membership. And what that does is it also gives you a jump ahead, because there'll be a lot of people in line that first weekend that we're open, and they'll be getting their memberships, and this will be like you can go, hello, like kind of like a fast track there. You know, here's my membership. Got it. So, and reminding people that if they're renewing their membership, that this this year you'll be getting a sticker to go on your card. It'll say 2021, because that's part of our renewable, reuse, recycle plastic card, so that it is pretty much indestructible. So that's our way of being green. And if you did lose your card, or you can't find it in your house, or if you're like me,
there's four of them in the car.
We can replace your card for just $5. So,
all right.
But anyway, that is happening, and of course, you can get that any day after the zoo opens, or even now. Or you can do so a number of ways, including online. But the DCC one, the Dakota Coffee Company one, is a very fun way to get your membership. And that is the 16th, starting at 7 a.m. Cleanup day is the 17th. So the very next day, come on down to the zoo. If you have a rake and a pair of gloves or something, bring it with. It'll be for your own use. We'll be feeding you, too. So you have a meal
you
that day. You
do.
Come down and work hard for us for a few hours.
It's Tom and Kathy. Of course you're going to feed them, right?
We're going to feed them.
You two are kind of known for that, too.
And then opening day is the 24th.
Yeah. And so how's the zoo looking right now? Are we ready for opening day, or we still have a few little things to tweak?
There's still a few little things. What would be nice, and I'm sure everybody in town, just to see a little rain. You know, an inch of rain, take the frost out, get everything cleaned up, and then it'll come. But it's coming around. The keepers are working hard at it, too. And, you know, sometimes in the wintertime, there's little messes that the snow hides that you leave alone. And so now we're getting them cleaned up and picked up. So the zoo's coming around really nice.
Do you have to add to that list, Tom, each and every year? Or is it just kind of you've got a set list of things that you do for the opener? But or does that grow each year? I would imagine as the zoo grows, that grows too.
Hi, have you met Kathy Dickman? Of course it grows every year.
I should have known better.
Well,
new tasks, new things
tasks,
to do.
Gotta look good.
Right.
Gotta aesthetically pleasing for the visitors, and as well as, of course, the habitats are very good for the animals, and we're making it very species specific for them. And thanks to everybody who's sending us enrichment. Hello. It's like Christmas every day at the zoo. So go on our Facebook if you want to see what you've donated to the zoo in action. So hopefully we're going to get some more pictures up.
We talk about that constantly. You got a lot of friends and people that just go, okay, the zoo pops up, kind of top of mind thing. It's like, yeah, the zoo's right out in front.
We love it. We hear from people. We walk to the store. Whatever we do, people stop on down. So we're talking to people all the time. And of course, that's one of my favorite parts about the zoo. I want to bring this up because we were talking about, hop in the spring. Last time we were in, it's going to be Saturday, and we hope that we have a good crowd. And, you know, we're thinking 100 people, maybe, hopefully, got our chicks and our ducks.
Right.
630 people enjoyed Hop Into Spring.
Why doesn't that surprise
me? And I'll tell you, what fun did we have? And we're talking about cleanup today, but they understood. They came through. They knew that it was going to look wintery.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, they knew it was going to look like their yard.
Well, what was amazing is all the people from Fargo and Fergus that showed up. There was a ton of people from out of town that came just for the hop into spring.
It's Jankabazoo. Again, enough said. You've got such a great outreach to people, not just locally, but people in other communities, too, that go, yeah, that's our destination, which is awesome.
And it was great to see the local people that frequent the zoo a lot, and they would show up and, you know, probably hadn't seen them most of the winter, and they show up with their kids, and it was great to see them, too.
Right.
Oh, it was especially nice because they were showing these new visitors where to go. It's like, how do we get our
ranger
center?
That always helps, right.
And, you know, we wanted to disperse people because we're still about safety, you know that, so... We were having strollers go down the back way through the hallway past the offices to get out into the zoo. Whatever was easiest for them, we wanted to get them out into that nice day. We had a beautiful day for it, too. A little windy, but it was fun. It's so much fun. But that's cool. And then, of course, we have a whole summer of classes, workshops. We call Zoo School.
Uh-huh.
And that's coming up. And that registration, you'll see it online the last week in April. We'll post our classes. And on the 29th at noon, you can register online or in person at the community center. And we'll have our zoo stuff there. And Parks and Rec will have their things happening there noon to 6. On the 29th, we'll be back to remind you on that. And people can meet Keith. He's new to our system in the Parks and Rec. And so it's just going to be a great summer.
This is going to be exciting. I'm wound up just listening to you talk about this. I think it's going to be just an amazing season for you guys down there.
It is. And to anybody who wants to say, hey, I want to be part of that, we're looking for ambitious personality plus high schoolers, college age, or anyone, any age that wants to, you have to be above a certain age,
right,
to work at the zoo in our guest services. We have some openings.
Okay.
So if you say, I'm that person that could, you know, work that admissions or the gift shop or the food, we need some good people applying. And
so how do they apply?
They apply, but you can call us or go out to jankabazoo.org or show up. Mm-hmm. Our front doors open daily. Show up and come to the office and grab an application. Any way that works for them, we can get you that information. And also, then we need someone 18 and older to operate the carousel.
Okay.
So to help us with that, to give Doc a few days off.
Doc's going to get a few days off. No, he's going to be down there.
Oh, yeah. He was down there the day. He brought us cookies.
Yeah, of course.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So right. A lot of good things happening at the zoo and park. And check it all out on either website. And give us a call. We love to talk about this. So give us a call. We'll let you know what's going on.
Your favorite subject, right?
It is.
And getting back to that, if you met Kathy Dickman, it's like, you know the problem, Tom. She's got that. You're an artist, and she's got that artistic eye. So when she looks at one thing, she doesn't see one thing. Like me, she sees about 20. So it is tough keeping up with that.
Oh, yeah. And then it's like, hurry up. You got to get this done. You got to get this done. And it's like, yeah, I think I'm going fishing today.
But again, the end result of that artist's eye is just the most beautiful place. And again, when you're a destination spot for people outside the community, you know it's a good thing. We love
to show off our whole community.
Yeah.
So thank you for everybody in the community that does their part to bring people here.
You bet. Folks, thanks so much for stopping in. We're out of time, but we'll be back next Thursday. We've got a lot more ground to cover, as we always do.
With
the zoo.
thanks, Bill.
Folks. You bet. Tom Schmaltz, Kathy Dickman. It's the Morning Zoo here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning. Got a mostly sunny sky, 26 degrees. It is Thursday, March 25th from the North Dakota Soybean Council News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. The North Dakota Senate rejected a bill that would have permitted cigar bars. Mandan Republican Senator Doug Larson argued in favor of the bill, calling it about freedom for the customer and freedom for the entrepreneur. Opponents said that it would be an erosion of the state's Indoor Clean Air Act, which bans smoking in public places. The bill failed on a vote of 24-23. It had earlier passed the House on a vote of